happiness and problems have no relationship. If there's nothing else you remember for the rest of your life, remember this, because most people's model of the world, our society's model of the world is, if you can just solve all your problems, then you can finally be happy. And it's just not true. It's totally untrue. In fact, the truth of the matter is, take a look at this, and I'll tell you the good news for yourself. What's the one thing in the universe we can all count on? What is it? Anybody know? Taxes? No. Change. Is change something you can count on, yes or no? Now, people talk all the time, it's like, I got to work on change. I say, you don't have to work on change. Change is automatic. Change is automatic. You don't have to work on change. Your body's going to change, whether you like it or not, as the years go by. You can do things to augment it, but it's going to change, right? Your beliefs are going to change if you don't even pursue it, because you're going to go through life experiences that will cause them to have to change. You won't have a choice. They'll alter. They'll change. Your relationships are going to change. Friends are going to come in and out of your life. The relationships you're in are going to change in terms of the type of relationship and what it means and who this person is in your life. Somebody who was once a teacher may now become a student. Somebody once as a friend might not be quite a friend anymore. See, and yet so many people fear change because of those six human needs. Which one does it affect the most? Certainty, baby. It freaks people out. And certainty is the core of the six human needs. When I say core, I don't mean the most important. I mean the survival one. It's the one where most people live. And if you've been to Date with Destiny, probably the most important thing I say on all of Date with Destiny is such a simple phrase, and most people don't get it. It's that the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the amount of what? Uncertainty that you can comfortably live with. I didn't say survive, I said comfortably live with. That means actually learn to enjoy. So if you can deal with uncertainty, you can have an extraordinary life. But if you can't, you got a real challenge. Because this baby here is here to stay. And by the way, if you're a person who's growing, who's pursuing a better life, is this going to be faster or slower? More or less? Now, the minute there is change, my friends, when it's something you design, you get excited about. Like, how many of you in this room like surprises? Let me see your hands. Yeah, when they're the ones you want, you like them. You don't like surprises when they're not the ones you want, then you call them problems. Yeah, so I know you call them challenges, but your head goes problems. Okay? So I know you've been taught to call them that, but how many of you sometimes call them problems when you're freaked out and overwhelmed? Okay? So change, the minute something changes, that's what most people think of as a problem, and I agree, it's more of a challenge. But let's talk in terms of how most people really speak, because those are the people you're going to want to coach or help or lead, and there are times in which you will fall into that trap because you're human. So suddenly, change happens. See, there's no problem until there's change. Everybody's happy. Everything's fine. Then you grow a little beard, and people freak out. Oh, what the hell's going on? What's the matter with him? He's all. So the thing is, it was like a problem because I made a change. Well, excuse me. I didn't know I had permission to grow some hair. People don't like change of any sort. It's bizarre. The bottom line is that the process of change is disturbing to most people because most people can't deal with any form of uncertainty whatsoever. They want everything to be the way they want it to be. Now, the more you have expectation, the more problems you're going to have. Why? Because the more you have expectation, that means things have to be a certain way. You have less room for change, which is automatic, which means you're going to have more problems. The more expectations you have, the more problems you're going to have. It's that simple. Now, what's really interesting is, if you're really a progressive human being, you're going to make a lots of what? Changes. See, I'm driving down the street, everything's going the way I expect, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a change. A truck goes in front of me. That's a problem. Now, what do you do when a problem shows up? What do you deal with? How do you deal with a problem? Quick, you got to come up with a what? Solution. So as soon as you come up with a solution, let me ask you a question. Is a solution not a what? Change? Is it yes or no? So as soon as you put that solution in place, you create that change, you got a new what? You got a new problem. Use the word problem. Go ahead. You always have up until around not long ago, a year, 5 years, whenever it's been, right? So now you got a new problem. So you create a solution, which is another change, which creates another problem. Guess what's here to stay? Problems. Problems are here to stay. In fact, if you are aggressive enough, if you are progressive enough, you'll have more problems than anybody else around you. If you can get more problems than anybody else around you, I know you're growing fast. If you only have a few problems, you're obviously not doing much. Because life will give you those, because life's going to change anyway, whether you do it or not. So this idea that if I could just get rid of my problems, I used to do this in my head. I used to think, oh my God, I could just get through this. Once I get through that, then it'll be all okay. How many of you ever thought this? Welcome to life. Because problems are a sign of life. I remember years and years ago when I met Norman Vincent Peale. I was 32 years old. He was 92 years old. And he was doing a seminar. I'll never forget. I got a chance to go backstage and meet him. It was actually up in Canada. And the company that was sponsoring it, they deceived everybody in the public. It was a free seminar supposedly with Norman Cousins, or I mean with Norman Vincent Peale. And it was a scam to sell a real estate, no money down real estate thing. So people sat for 2 hours, and there was a point where he still hadn't shown up, and the audience was so upset, and he walks in, and his first thing is, God, this is the most positive audience I've ever met. So I went backstage to meet him afterwards, and he was really cool to me, and I said, Norman, I said, what are you doing still doing seminars here at 92 years old? He said, well, Tony, there's still a few negative people out there. He was so adorable, you know? But I said to him, I said, in your entire life's work, here's a man 92 years old. I said, what is the most important message you think people need to know? I said, because when you pass, I'm going to continue. It was really sweet. He looked at me with a really sweet look, and he said, problems are a sign of life. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I said an old phrase many years ago. He said, I used to say to people, the only people in the world who don't have problems are where? Cemeteries, right? I said, yeah, I heard that. He goes, yep, I said that in 1931. Right? I was like, this guy's been around a long time, right? And I said, wow. And he said, but you know, they never finished, when they quote me, he said, they never finished the quote. The quote was, the only people without problems are in cemeteries. Therefore, if you don't have any problems, you better get on your knees and start praying for something. That was his whole quote. He said, get on your knees and say, Lord, don't you trust me? Give me some more because I want to stay. He said, problems are how you build your soul, your spirit. He said, I remember when I was on the platform one time with Gene Tunney. He said, the boxer, and I'm thinking, this guy is old. And he said, I looked at him, he had these huge muscles. And he said, he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, Gene, how do you get muscles like that? And Gene said, do you really want to know, or are you just asking? He said, no, I really want to know. He said, every day, I push against unbelievable amounts of resistance, and that sculpts these muscles, and that's why I have this power. And Norman said, you know, Tony, when I heard that, he said, I thought, that's why God gives us problems. He gives us something to push against that sculpts our souls. Problems are a sign of life. So this illusion that you're going to get rid of problems is a joke. And call them problems. It's okay. They're challenges, I agree. But call them problems every now and then for yourself to remind yourself that you're not afraid of that either. But problems are a sign of life. What you want is a better set of quality of problems. Better quality of problems. And problems, by the way, rarely come by themselves. In the Jewish religion, they have a phrase. Problems come in dozens. They never come alone. Well, that's a real optimistic approach. Come in dozens. They never come alone. But actually, that's kind of like, you know, don't lift 10 pounds, lift 200. As long as you can get at it big. So I found myself in Fiji sitting there, and I'm like, damn, I'm so happy. I was depressed that I was so happy. I really was so happy. So I thought, God, why am I so happy? And the reason, frankly, is two reasons. Number one, I know myself. And that's the one thing that I want to make sure before you leave here, you get a little better picture of. That's why I came by today to trigger you. There's two secrets to life. Here they are. Number one, know thyself. Socrates said it, God only knows how many thousand years ago. Know thyself, your real self. You probably have to know two selves. A, your projected self. All of you have a self that you project. The one you project so that you'll get acceptance and love and appreciation and all those things and be appropriate and all that kind of stuff. The conditioned self. Every one of us in this room has been conditioned by society to be a certain way. There was a time in your life when you needed nothing to be happy. When you looked at a flower, it was cool, but now you all have a problem. You have a conscience. I've come by today to destroy it. Not to make you so you have no values, not to make you so you are unconscious, not to make you so that you're crazy or insane, or that you don't care about other people, but to kill the policeman in you. The policeman has nothing to do with reality. I want you to kill your conscience and become conscious.